chaotic.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul could not get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You better shop around.
Walmart shoppers in two Arklatex towns looking to do some grocery shopping on Sunday found bare shelves and empty food bins.
Just about everything is gone. I've never seen in that condition.
It was like a tornado had came through.
That's plain theft. That's stealing. That's all I got to say about it.
I was just thinking, oh my God, I'm so glad my mom doesn't work here anymore.
Oh, my goodness. If you know any Walmart greeters, give them a big greet and beat and stick to protect themselves if the EBT system ever goes down again. And it likely will. Welcome, my friends. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on the air. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Super Don, are you here?
I am here. I'm on
time. He's on time. He's on time.
Yay!
You know, if you see the preview today, because we've been doing these video previews before the show, Super Don's having a little trouble getting there on time. Today, he was out shopping, and you'll have to see it to believe it. Anyway, our good friend Coast Guard Corey tells us we need to have all of y'all that listen to the show pass around the video. Tell everybody.
The collection plate? Or I wasn't sure what you were going to say there.
I have no idea. Anyway, pass it around, the video, so we can get more folks plugged into this message of health freedom and healing liberty. So what are we going to do today? It's EBD riot time, perhaps.
EBT.
That's EBT. Electronic Benefits Transfer, I believe is what it's called. And there's an article up on Natural News that Mike Adams wrote about the ransacking of Walmart stores, stealing carts full of food during this federal computer glitch. And take with a grain of proverbial salt everything I'm saying, because it isn't a blanket indictment of everybody that has a food stamp card. That's not what this is. But it is of great concern to me that if you live in certain areas where the EBTs are the only way people are getting food, and that federal system runs out of funds or has a computer glitch, within 2 to 3 days, you can expect some pretty ugly things to happen when people get hungry. And that's the concern I have, depending on where you are, well, wherever you are, but hopefully this doesn't happen. But the reality is, as gravity, you know, does its thing holding us to the earth, the inevitability of the collapse of these federal programs is such that if you're not helping your neighbors, your community to understand what food sovereignty is, it's about time to start doing it. Now is the time to start doing it. And I think about the story of how this happened. You know, I posited this idea of wild animals, right? Now, I'm not saying that these people on EBT cards are wild animals. Don't call me and don't tell me that's what I'm saying. But let's just look at the nature of nature. And this could be the human animal. I mean, I think we're all animals, ultimately, as far as the physical shell we inhabit. But there's a great spiritual side to us as well, and that's what I'm appealing to here. That spiritual side of this, you know, that ability to stand up responsibly and care for yourself and for others should you be able to. Recognizing there are times when things happen that you need some help. Obviously, I would like to see the churches and things play more, a bigger role in that regard. That's where they're good. They do extraordinary things there. But for many, the government has taken that place, and it's done so by the force of the government gun. No freedom to associate in this way. And so you think about this. All right, I Super Don, were you ever like your farm boy, Hunter? You weren't, were you?
A farm boy?
You weren't a farm boy, were you?
No, I was a city slicker.
Yeah, well, me too. I had to learn about it first time when I was in my 20s. Begin to grow things organically, understand that food does indeed come from the ground. And healthy food depends on, healthy life depends on healthy food. And that goes into the animal realm, too, when you're raising animals, if you raise them for food. So the idea, of course, you know, that's in a domesticated animal scenario, but let's just look at it from the standpoint of we'd like to be free. I'd like to be free. Super Don, I want you to be free. Free to choose the life that you want to lead. I don't want you to be able to, you know, point a gun at anybody else to say, you have to live the way I live. That's not my point of freedom, because that's where it violates their freedom, other people's
freedom. Their freedom, absolutely. Yeah.
But if we have, let's say, we want to capture animals and we don't want to shoot them, you know, here's one of those ways you can do it. You can literally go out to a field where you know a lot of animals frequent and just start putting food out there in that, you know, every time, about the same time of the day, every day, and you'll see they start coming. Now, build like a fence, just a fence, you know, a couple of posts together, make a side of a fence. Keep coming and keep feeding them, and they'll keep coming for the food. Now, normally they were out there hunting and gathering, doing what they do to get food. Then as you're doing this, you know, build the second side of the fence. They're going to keep coming. Build the third side of the fence. They're going to keep coming. Build the fourth side with a gate that's open and let them come in and feed. Now, by the time you get them programmed into this route, they've long since forgot, or they're just not, why would they bother? I mean, they've got easy food, cheap food, free food available to them. They're now where you want them, and now you simply shut the gate around them. And if there's an analogy or some kind of story or allegory, however you want to call this, about what's happened to folks that are on chronic EBT cards. I don't mean the kind that I lost my job, I'm SOL for a little while, I got to get through this thing. But those who have been taken into a place and they've been led into this corral. And what happens when, because now they are fully dependent upon whoever is feeding them. Now you remove the food from that, and what happens to those folks that are locked in that corral? It's not long before you're going to see acts of brutality and cannibalism. Now, am I saying that that's what was going on in Walmart? No.
Cannibalism?
You get to where this thing goes when you have no other option, no other food for survival. This has happened in survival places before. It's an ugly picture. It's not pretty. And I don't mean to upset anybody. But that is the context of this story. I think in proper context, again, not to be able to make blanket accusations of everybody on an EBT card, but they're all the same. That's not what we're saying here. But clearly, folks that go into a Walmart and clean out Walmart or attempt to on an EBT card that they know doesn't have the funds to do that are engaged in theft. And I could argue that even the participation in the EBT system is a form of theft, because it's done via government, which takes money forcibly from some and then gives it to others. Now, I have no problem with the idea of voluntary, freedom and charity. I give up my services freely to many, and that's not bragging. That just says I know a lot of folks out there listening. You are listening right now to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You probably have your own free will and accord. If you're in a space or a place to do so, you'd love to be able to help somebody out in need, genuine need.
Sure.
But what happens if they get locked into a system where they're brought up in a state of dependence? Now I can't go after, what do I do about the kids? The kids of these families that grew up on welfare. They've never known what it is to go out and make a living, to earn a living. And it's become increasingly difficult to do so because of what? We could blame the economy on the Republicans, blame the economy on the Democrats, blame it on Bush, blame it on Obama, but stop that already. Let's take it to where it needs to go. Electronic benefit transfer. Now, let's see. Where could they possibly create money out of thin air with such efficiency that they could get people dependent upon them to the point, like we're talking about the wild animals, and you've domesticated the human species to become dependent upon what? Ponder that.
What would the answer be, Alex? I don't know. What is it?
We got to go back 100 years. To the Federal Reserve Act of 1913.
Oh, the Federal Reserve, that's right.
Yeah, we must. We simply must. I mean, I don't like to, but we got to understand the 100-year history that set this up. Because how would they give electronic benefit transfer if all money were gold or silver?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, that's a good point. And, you know, the thought that came to mind when you were talking about people becoming dependent is that, you know, when I have discussions with people about, you know, why is it that these politicians don't come out with just the answer to the problem. Every once in a while you get somebody like that, like a Ron Paul, that will come out there and just give it to you. But the problem is as you were saying, that over time, the generations have become, unfortunately, an entitlement society. Mm-hmm. And it's just normal now. Now, food stamps, they're a right. You know, subsidized housing is a right. You know, all of these programs are a right, and because it's become commonplace and people feel that this is something that you just get, you know, as soon as you graduate high school, you run out and get your food stamps and you get your all of your money, your free money, right? Mm-hmm. That if a politician goes out and says, no, we got to take that away now because we've got to pay our bills, there's riots in the streets. And they know that if they come out and say something like that, people sure as heck aren't going to vote for them because they're taking their money away, right?
Yes.
And it's just this thing that we've become entangled in this entitlement society, that the only way politicians can get elected anymore is that they keep giving them the free money.
Well, exactly. And that's the system we're in. And, of course, there are a lot of kids that are trapped in it, not of their own making, in a sense. But we also have a lot of kids and young people that are waking up and realizing this is a dead end. And I emphasize the word dead here. Because if you rely upon someone else to feed you, and that person, something happens. Tragedies happen. Hurricane Katrina's happened. Things happen. And they're no longer there to provide for you. What are you doing? Are you prepared to care for yourself? And, of course, as a parent, we'd like to believe that we're able to guide our children to understand how to become self-sufficient one day. But we're also seeing generations that have grown up in this artificial fiat Federal Reserve type economy coming back to live with mom and dad in greater and greater numbers. And this is not an accident. Now, if you want to create an absolute disastrous panic riot scenario, you get the people hooked on whatever you got, and then you withdraw whatever it is you got them hooked on. Now you have an absolute chaotic, animalistic disaster of blood and guts. And it's a horrible thing to consider, but we must speak out about it. Rather than, I say, we point fingers. I mean, look, I want to point the historical finger to recognize that it took a long time to get here. And you'd say it would take a long time to get out, but we don't have a long time to get out because there's only a matter of time. I don't know what that time is, but it's growing closer all the time. Where that federal teat, again, you love that word, TWET, is no longer delivering the milk that you were sustaining yourself on. As we see with little evidences about the riot-like behavior of those who suddenly have their EBT cards not working or they find a way to use them when they're not even there. All right, so that's where we start. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on 6 days a week through naturalnewsradio.com, GCN, GCN Live. Of course, all the links are up, including the video links at the RS Bell Media channel. You can follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media. And, of course, we got Joni Cox joining us. Joni Abbott Cox is going to join us today. Yay! And we'll talk about childbirth choices and more. With Dr. Rasha Bittar, we're going to talk about Obamacare. So stand by.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hey, do you have a question for the Robert Scott Bell Show? Heck, you can even ask Super Don. He might even answer. Well, all you got to do is go to the website at robertscottbell.com, and you can actually just leave a message there. You type it in, and I'll get it. And, of course, you can call us 24-7. We're on the air now, live. You can get through 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We've got a number of upcoming events that we want to let you know about. Dr. Batar and Liam Sheff are going to be together outside of Atlanta in Bremen. That's kind of to the west of Atlanta toward Alabama border. And that is coming up November, I think, 6th and 7th, in fact. I've got, if you go to the show notes, you'll see it. All the things linked up. I'm going to be in Atlanta for the Wise Healing Traditions, we call it, from the Weston A. Price Conference. That's the 8th, 9th, and 10th. And I've got on the 6th of November in Seattle. I always forget where it is, but somewhere in Seattle. Vitamin Life. I've got a lecture open to the public on a Wednesday evening, November 6th. So check that out. Plan ahead. Also, Eustis, Florida will be back there on the 22nd of November for my wife's birthday, in fact. We'll have a fun time there. So, number of opportunities. Now, question of the day. You're going, say the question already. Enough. Robert, just wondering if you could discuss nosodes. Nosodes. Are they effective at preventing diseases? Are they effective at treating diseases? Are they worth taking, or is it better to simply live a healthy lifestyle and supplement key minerals and vitamins to prevent and treat infectious diseases? Brandon's asking this question, Super Don. He must listen to the show. He's asking great questions. He's like laying them out beautifully.
Yeah, and, it's almost like a sit-up, right?
Brandon did this. It's great. First of all, are they effective at preventing diseases? Well, yes and no. They're only as effective as what Brandon says to do. Key mineral supplements, all the things you need, detoxification. But giving yourself a leg up, sensitizing the immune system, nosodes, let me tell you, are homeopathic preparations of killed, if you will, dead versions of what they call bacterial species, fungal species, or even viral particles. They can no longer replicate or reproduce, so they can't cause disease. But through the process of serial dilution and succussion, we're making them into a homeopathic medicine that's called a nosode, N-O-S-O-D-E. It's listed in the show notes. Now, can it help? Yes. Are they effective at treating diseases? Well, not only your immune system's really effective at that, but what the nosodes do is sensitize your immune system to direct action against that particular pathogen. Now, we need the functionality of your immune system to be there as well. But given that, yes, you can get a leg up with the use of nosodes. Are they worth taking? I think particularly in an arena having kids, when I knew there were issues going around the schools or whatever was going on that my kids had not encountered, I would definitely use a nosode just to give them that sensitization. And now we use nosodes like the herpes zoster varicella or the varicella virus in homeopathic form to address chickenpox and shingles. This is very common to be done, along with rust toxin, different remedies to address that, because it helps your to help to direct your immune system a little more efficiently. It doesn't do it for your immune system, but it bioenergetically works with the metabolism, the immune system, everything, to help you do what you're designed by God to do more efficiently. Now, how effective are they if they don't contain enough of the microbe to stimulate antibodies? Well, that's a good question, because the stimulation of antibodies is not my goal. It's beyond that. It's to stimulate, from an energetic memory perspective, the signature, if you will, the essence of that which would be a bad guy in your body. So you know, it's kind of like your spider senses. You have an intuition. You have a feeling about something. Long before it becomes a physiological, measurable issue, you'll have a sense about it. And this is the indication for the use of the homeopathic remedy known as Aconitum nepellus, or aconite. It's like that first sign of, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm a little nervous, I'm a little scared, I don't know what's going on. And it's that before the, let's say, the bad guys take hold. And that's that sense that I want you to develop, and the homeopathic nosodes can help you to do that. Now, Brandon says, I've heard stuff about correcting energy fields and stuff, but I'm still confused. And also, if the homeopathic vaccines are effective, how come there aren't very many studies about them? Well, there you got the economics of the question. And that, you know, that there's always the economic question. Who's going to invest $1 billion to study them to find out that they work and then suddenly put all of the vaccine industry, multi-billions of dollars, out of business? Because they can do that. And you know, you can make this in your own home. I'm not saying to do that. But there are ways to address this that don't require big pharma, and they cannot afford to have that happen. Brandon says,
there are people, believe it or not, there are people that specifically go after stuff like nosodes. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean go after them? Just target them and say they're bunk?
Yeah. I mean, when I was doing a little bit of research for this, I found an organization called Bad Science Watch.
Oh, of course. And they're like, they don't understand metabolic medicine, energy medicine. By the way, in the show notes, Super Don, I've got a link to the study that happened in Cuba where they actually used homeopathic nosodes for leptospirosis.
And oh, those silly Cubans.
I know. And they actually were successful reducing the infection rate and death rate.
You can't say that, Robert.
Well, I can say Joni Abbott Cox is coming up next. Pimp Choices. Your freedom to choose on the line, ladies. After this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an oxy sulfur day for me, because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused, not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs, $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3669. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey!
We just couldn't wait for Ladies' Night. It's Ladies' Day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, thanks for that. We have to have some Ladies' Days here, and who better to bring that is Joni Abbott Cox. Joni, our good friend, and she's the host of Homegrown Health, and follows this show on naturalnewsradio.com. You got to check it out. Joni, my lovely ladies' choice.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. I thought you were talking about Dom there for a minute.
What?
Ladies' night.
Oh.
What?
Do you know something? Jeez. I don't know, Joni?
Yes.
You
what?
Do. Oh, no.
Oh, come on. Come on. What's going on here?
She's a spark plug. All right, Joni. The story I wanted to bring you on for, and this is your wheelhouse. This relates to, you know, birth freedoms, birth choices and things. The story here that we see it up on the ACLU.org blog of rights. And it's, you know, it's a question because a lot of folks from what they consider the political left are all about choosing to terminate a pregnancy. But where's the support for women to choose not to have, let's say, a medicalized birth, a cesarean section, or not to vaccinate the children, the little babies, the innocent babies, once they come out of the mom? And this story kind of goes into it, but I want to get your perspective on it.
Well, this is a huge multi-billion dollar a year industry, so we have a lot of game players and game changers in the birthing field. I mean, really, if we want to look at the history of it, we can go back to the early 1900s when OBGYN first started out. You know, they started coming out with ways to do like twilight births, which would knock a woman out or also block her ability for pain and give her like not really a spinal tap, but almost like the earliest epidurals is how I kind of refer to them. But, you know, there was this massive campaign to smear the midwives. And we're really the only country, and other countries are following suit, unfortunately, where 80% of births are not attended by midwives anymore. Midwifery around the world is an ancient practice, and we just don't seem to honor that anymore. And so women, when the more permission we give for them to use technology on our bodies, the more rights we give up through our lack of education or lack of wanting to know how, we just end up giving up more than what we should, because it really does take an emotional toll and a physical toll, as more women now are dying as a result of childbirth than in any other time frame.
Your body, your decision, ladies' choice, right? This is about, I think this, it came to a lawsuit. I mean, they're literally, because yes. this woman was, and we talked a little bit about EBT issues, those that are on some form of welfare from the government. They often set some draconian rules, and what they're trying to do here is if you happen to be on some form of medical welfare, they want to say, well, then you have to do it our way, and we're going to schedule cesarean surgery for your baby, even if you don't want it. And she actually had the ACLU in this case coming to her defense and suing out her right to have a baby without medical or surgical intervention.
Yeah, what we're finding is that a lot of women, I mean, up to 4 million a year are being pressured. They find that they are being pressured to have a more medicalized birth. And this mom wanted a simple VBAC, which is vaginal birth after cesarean. She had two previous cesareans, and most women who have had one or two previous cesareans, if they know that they can opt for a vaginal birth, they absolutely will, because the recovery process takes so much longer. Baby ends up in NICU. Oftentimes they end up not being able to breastfeed because of all the complications with baby being not near them. And then the nurses give them formula. I mean, it's very difficult to breastfeed after a cesarean. A lot of moms power through and do it, so I want to give kudos to them. But this mom was just simply asking for that, and they called her stupid, which, you know, when you're pregnant and you're getting ready to go into labor, that's the most vulnerable time a woman could be in. And to put her down like that, not give her that choice for her or her baby, to even try to see. She just asked for a trial of labor. Just please let my body do what it's supposed to do. If I end up in C-section, fine, but just let me see if I can deliver this baby naturally. And they basically harassed her and took that right away from her.
You know, an interesting statistic in this article, it says here, in a national survey, a quarter of women who underwent cesarean surgery said they had felt pressured to do so.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Joni was saying.
A quarter?
They're pressuring people. I mean, listen, you know how hard it is to find a doc that will deliver non-cesarean, or let's just say, find a doc who has, well, let's say you go to your OB and you say, I want to have a natural birth. What's your rate in delivery? They're supposed to have to tell you that. Isn't that right, Joni? You know,
yeah,
how many,
they are.
What percentage of that? Now, you have to go back in time. We found once an old school doc who'd been around forever. It says he does not do cesareans. Not that he can't. He never needs to. And that's who you want, someone who's so skilled at birthing, if you're going to go the medical route. Now, a lot of these midwives, it's par for the course. I mean, it's the rare exception that they have to emergency transport in those cases where it's warranted.
Right, and that's what it's there for. I mean, and thank goodness for modern emergency medicine like that. You know, moms and babies used to die in childbirth when the baby was transverse, say, laying, you know, across the pelvic bone. If you ever see, you know, an arm present itself, you know that in labor it is an emergency. There's also times when the placenta will deliver before placenta previa. It's over the cervix, so it won't come down. The baby, you know, the placenta will be born first, but before the baby, those used to be things that would cause women and children to die in childbirth that are now, thankfully, with modern medicine, we're able to intervene and not have that happen. But like I've always said regarding childbirth and even in, you know, our natural health care, just because we have the technology to do it doesn't always mean we should. It doesn't always mean that it's the best thing. So, you know, a lot of your OBGYNs don't even know what it looks like now to see a complete, fully natural birth. If you look at a movie that came out in 2008, Ricky Lake and director Abby Epstein took out the movie The Business of Being Born. It's a documentary about the birthing industry, and they looked flat at all the OBs there in New York. They looked at a panel of them and said, you know, had you ever seen a fully natural birth? And they all could not answer yes to that question.
It's really incredible. Now, I know I don't want to steal your thunder because you're going to be going into the story in much more depth on your show after the Robert Scott Bell Show is done today. I just want to take it to that next level or layer after the child is born, the baby is born, and he or she is out. Now, the next realm of pressure from the medicalization of all life is to inject that baby as if it has a deficiency, for instance, of a hepatitis B vaccine. And so you think the pressure is hard going in just to have a natural birth. But coming out, they immediately want to say, oh, your child is deficient in something. We've got to give them a shot.
Well, they're even wanting to do, you know, they're even doing pushing the flu shots now for pregnant women. A friend of mine who's a pharmacist called me and said, I can't do it. I refuse to give pregnant women flu shots because it goes against everything that I know, and it goes against everything that I believe in personally. It's just, it's unreal. So they're, you know, your babies are being attacked before they even get born. And it's the case of this mother with the ACLU story. She went on to, the ACLU had a case like 25 years ago that awarded a mother the right to make the decision for her and her fetus, is what they called it. So if we have the right, through the legal system to be able to protect our baby and our bodies, why do we lose that right the minute the baby is born and then the hospital start injecting right away with hepatitis B? I was never asked permission for them to inject my first child when she was born in the hospital. They just did it.
Yeah, and that is the if we talk about a male-dominated, not respecting the women in this situation, running roughshod, and I say, men, if you're there, please be there, and don't let them do that. Your wife has been through a lot in birthing a baby, and I know you might be tired. I've been there, but you've got to stand up, and don't let that baby out of your sight, because they will inject without permission. This is par for the course now. And, of course, this goes back to my last segment talking about the nozodes. I didn't get to the other aspect of using nozodes to undo some of the damage. Should it happen? I don't want it to be a total disaster. And we can utilize things like a hepatitis B nozode along with the vaccinosis remedies, which include the Thuja Occidentalis and Cilicia and other remedies. And there's actually a vaccine or vaccine detox, if you will, from King Bio. And that's something I want you to have on hand. I'd rather not have it inflicted the damage of a vaccine, but should it happen, the nozodes can be used. Even I've done it for people that are 70, 80 years old. And to undo things that happen in childhood, should you be able to overcome it for all that time? So it's another aspect of this, but the best way is not to ever have the assault occur. And of course, then the best way would be to say, if you can feel comfortable enough to not have a baby in a hospital, like homeschooling, I'm thinking home birthing, far superior.
That's right. That's right. That's homegrown way right there. And I went on to have two home births. And let me tell you, if you have a low-risk normal pregnancy, you really have nothing to worry about. The rest of the world births that way. Let's look at this. Look at all the presidents that were born at home and homeschooled prior to the institutionalization of natural things. Yeah.
No way.
What presidents were home birthed?
All of them, up until, I believe, Carter.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's a cool fact there. I just wonder if Obama, they claim he was birthed in Africa. Was that a home birth or not? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know. Don't call me on that one. I don't know. I wasn't there. Now, what else we got? We deal with the childbirth thing, the freedom, all of these things. So very important to us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, with Joni Abbott, she's got her own show, Homegrown Health, also aligned in this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. There are many things. I just wanted to give a homeopathic tip for those of you who are getting ready to give birth. I've got friends that are. Of course, a shout out to Shane Ellison and his wife, Leanne. They're getting ready. And homeopathic colophyllum. Homeopathic colophyllum. If you start taking that a few weeks before the end of your pregnancy, you will start softening the cervix, getting it ready for an easier birth.
Wow. I see, now I have not been on the homeopathic side of this. I did things like perineal massage, you know, with coconut oil or olive oil and trying to, and they also, we would insert evening primrose oil to help soften the cervix. But
that's way smarter than what men in Joni, that's way smarter than what men in England were inserting into toasters.
I heard that, yeah.
Just saying. Women are way smarter than men on that front, I have to say. Oh, man.
Well, you know, but it can get a little messy, so maybe your homeopathic remedy, you know, you know, taken by mouth, right? You take it by mouth. We're not inserting homeopathics elsewhere,
correct,
right?
Correct. You could, but it's not necessary. Yeah, that's right. Colophyllum, okay. Which is one of the cohoshes. You can look it up. Colophyllum. Again, Latin, not my strong point, but I had to learn it for homeopathy, so there we go.
Right.
We're going to take a break here. Joni's going to stick around to the top of the hour. Remember, it's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Rashid Bitar will be with us. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We do video previews of each day's show, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, or you can link through the show notes. Please spread that around. Everybody can join in on the frivolity and health freedom like nowhere else in broadcast media. A moment of duh about women in labor. How perfect is that? We got Joni on. She'll confirm this for us as well. Stay with us. Joni's with us. We'll be back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Gorilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
There is a single botanical that contains all the vitamins, minerals, amino and omega fatty acids necessary for optimal health. Moringa oleifera, a tree conveyed from the mind of God to the hands of man. Recognized by the National Institutes of Health as the Botanical of the Year for 2007, praised again in 2011 and 2012, valued worldwide for its ability to treat over 300 diseases. One major reason that disease is so pervasive is that we aren't getting proper nutrition from our food. Moringa provides nutrient values that simply do not exist in the food chain. But not all Moringa products are created equal. Zegia's Moringa products are pristine, shade-dried, bioavailable, organic, and not genetically modified. To obtain optimal health through superfood nutrition while working personally with Ty Bollinger and his team of research scientists and medical doctors, visit MoringaMagicTeam.com or call Ty at 281-509-9799, 281-509-9799.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I feel all balanced today. Super Don, I think it's because Joni's here. Some kind of strange, a good balance. I like it. Joni Abbott Cox is with us, and she's going to be kicking further into gear on her show after the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com. You check it out. And Joni, since, you're here, we got to do some birth topics, some freedom of, all the things we love to do together. We thought we'd bring you a special moment that we do from time to time. Now, if we figure out there's a lot of misinformation about the child birthing process, the labor process, all of that stuff. I think most people figured out how to get pregnant, but for the birthing process part of it, there's a lot of scientific research going on. And sometimes what they discover is so darned obvious, it can only be known as today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by the University of Ice Chips Are Not Nutrition. Yes, they figured out that women in labor may be fine taking in nourishment, according to the study. Now, I didn't know, Joni, that they said not good for women in labor to eat, to get any nourishment. Tell me, what's the backstory here?
Okay, so women, sometimes we poop during birth.
We got poop on the show again.
Thank you, Joni. We had to go. We can't have a show without some level of poop discussed, so go ahead.
I was afraid to eat during my first labor because I thought, like, all I had in my mind was that I was going to be on my back pushing and, like, some flying turd was going to, like, splatter the guy.
Flying turd!
In his shirt. I was so nervous about that. I was, like, so afraid because I heard, women can poop. But actually, that is a great sign. It means birth is imminent because if you're laboring on your back, they don't get to see the bulging sacrum. And that's how women can avoid and midwives avoid doing vaginal checks during birth is by checking the sacrum. And you can actually watch it bulge and then level out as the baby makes its way down the birth canal. So if that was the whole reason, I think it went behind not feeding a woman or not giving her any nourishment during birth was so they wouldn't, people wouldn't get pooped on. But it's not a big deal.
Lying turds. I love it.
Yeah, and that's the Joni imagination, like that I would go to, like, push out and then, whoops.
Well, you've made our 10-year-old listener's day. Thank you. Very cool.
So anyway, you know, giving labor and birth and delivery is like the equivalent of running a 26-mile marathon. Of course they're going to need protein. Of course they're going to need something that's going to sustain us during such a you know, laborious time, truly laborious.
I would say definitely look into the One World Way if you want an easy source of protein to assimilate and digest. In those cases, that would be a good option for you. And, of course, you know, you're talking about rebuilding, building food. So at that point, you know, you make choices accordingly. And we always like to be conscious about the food we're eating or recommending. And, of course, always clean, organic, or of that quality. Now, I have to do a quick shout-out. In today's video preview of the Robert Scott Bell Show, even if you're listening now and heard the show, you go back and see it because I did a special shout-out. I'm going to do it real briefly now for our good friend Michael Badnarik, author of Good to Be King, the Foundation of Our Constitutional Freedoms, and Secrets of Sovereignty. He was at on a cattle drive in Texas helping out some friends, and he was at a full, gallop, and the horse stopped dead and threw him. And thank God he's alive. He didn't land on his head, but he landed and he crushed his left shoulder. And he's waiting for surgery. Days and days he's been waiting in horrible pain, darn near alone. At the same time, his mom up at home where he's usually hanging out and helping them has had an accident as well. So prayers, love, heartfelt. If you could think of, put Michael Badnarik in your prayers today. He needs it. It's not scheduled till Thursday. And I just wanted to put that out for all of our friends that, you know and love and cherish Liberty and Michael for all of his good works in this arena.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be definitely praying and thinking about him.
Yeah, well, thank you. I know, Joni, you would, and I know you'd want to know that, and I know a lot of our listeners that really appreciate Michael. So, anyway, Joni, it's so good to have you on board here. I really, really love it, and if we can get you on more often, you're more than welcome because you balance out all this excess testosterone of Super Don. You know, I'm the balance man. He's the alpha man.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I would love to be on more, and thank you for having me, Robert. I always just enjoy talking with you about everything that's so near and dear to all of our hearts.
Well, and if you think I'm exaggerating about Super Don, just watch the videos. You'll see what I'm talking about. He's all over it. It's great stuff.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
We did it. Joni, enjoy your show today. Everybody check out Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. And, of course, next hour, Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Is modern medicine tantamount to the new form of slavery? That's a question we're going to ask and maybe even answer. Stand by for that. In the meantime, tell your friends. I'm telling you right now, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.